And how I generate those plots on the last slide is that I use these formulas for the concentration of ionized donors and ionized acceptors. So I have here some formulas that look a little bit like a Fermi function. It says that the ionized donors are the number of donors over 1 plus twice the exponential function. So if this 2 wasn't here, it would be a Fermi function, but there's a 2 here. And if the chemical potential is below the donor energy, a few times below, then this is a negative number. And then the ionized donors, should get this right, if it's below this should be a negative number, this will be a small number, and I should get that the ionized donors is the number of donors there. And I don't think that's right. I think it should be that if the chemical potential is above the donor energy, then they should be filled, and if it's below them, they should be empty. So if the chemical potential here is above the donor energy, then this would be a positive number, like an e to a positive number, and that would pretty quickly be much bigger than 1, and then I would get a small concentration. So right now I'm getting this formula backwards from the way I think it should be. What I think it should be is that if the chemical potential is above this energy, it's occupied, and if it's below that energy, that this state is empty. Oh, that's because I'm thinking, it's right, I'm thinking about whether this state is empty, and this formula is telling me how many are up here in the conduction band. It's telling me the number of electrons up in the conduction band, and the number of electrons up in the conduction band should be minus should be the opposite of what's going on down here, because every time they leave here, they end up there. So, I still have to think about it. These are the normal formulas that are used to tell me whether the states are ionized or not. They have a 2 here for electrons, and there's a 4 here for holes. And there are 4 comes here for the cases where there are light holes and heavy holes. But almost all of the important semiconductors have that. So a 4 ends up in the formula for the acceptors. And I want to show in a minute how you come to these formulas, because they are approximations. But now I have to think whether I'm getting this right or not. Yes. Okay. So the chemical potential, when it moves up, then I get lots of electrons in the conduction band. When I get electrons in the conduction band, then I should get ionized donors, because the electrons go to the conduction band, it leaves behind ionized donors. So if the chemical potential moves up, I should get many ionized donors. And let's see, as it moves up, this number gets smaller. So I'll have to think about this. Let me go on and see. I'll have to maybe explain this next time again. But we have formulas for the concentration of ionized donors and acceptors.